I'm the chair of the Canada Estate TRA, and I'm here to represent my tenants and residents over the proposed building of social housing on the Canada Estate. At our AGM in September, all tenants and residents at the meeting agreed that we have the land that could be used and that we look forward to working with the council in building these new homes. There are a few things that we would like the Cabinet to take into consideration. Number one, that the council bring back interstate movement so that tenants who live in the high rise or the low rise get a chance to live in the new flats. Don't forget, some of these tenants are being hit so hard by the bedroom tax and do not want to uproot and move away. It means in most cases taking their children from schools and leaving their communities which they love to live in, and in some cases moving away from their families to go to another place, which is not right, and we feel this would be unfair for us not to have the first chance into moving into these flats, as we are giving up part of our estate to enable the building and more social housing. Also, we need to see more one bedroom built, as I said, because of the tenants having to move because of the bedroom tax. And we'd also like to see more flats built for the elderly and disabled. We feel that there is not enough flats in the area which are fit for this purpose. We would also like to see the use of solar power where possible, as the cost of energy is crippling all of us. Plus, we would like to see the rainwater made of some use rather than going down their drains. Short and sweet.
That was brilliant, though, Barry.
Thank you very much.
A couple of issues or points occur to me. The first is that within the direct delivery of new council housing, we have agreed that at least 50% of lettings will be to residents on the estate where the new homes are built. So that should capture some of those that you were talking about in terms of people who need to downsize because of the bedroom tax but can't at the moment. And then the second point, you talked about additional housing for elderly and disabled, and part of the new housing that we will be building will be extra care housing and housing which is for those with additional needs. I can't guarantee it's all going to be on the Canada Estate, but we are building, for instance, at Cater Street as part of the new building there. That will be 50 units for extra care housing for people who don't need residential care but need some more supported housing than just sheltered housing. So that is something which will be delivered in the borough. Anybody got any other questions or points, Barry? Ian?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to add to what Lily has just said, Barry. As you know, we also had a year's review of our allocations policy, and what came out of there quite clearly is that people wanted us to introduce the element of local lettings, especially where there's major regeneration exercises going on, etc., etc. So we will have provision within the new allocations policy for that consideration. So we're on the case on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I wanted to agree with Barry on the importance of the sustainability in addressing fuel poverty. I think one of the things that's particularly good about new homes is making sure not only that we perhaps have something like solar panels or reuse of rainwater, but also making them so energy efficient that they don't need a lot of heating. That's a lot why the new build, they don't have the big bills, because they're so well insulated and so energy efficient in their build quality that just takes those bills down straight away. I did have a question, just if you could tell us a bit about the housing need on the estate and the sort of, you talked about the elderly, are their families as well in need of rehousing? How's it affecting people on the estate?
Well, basically at the moment we've got so many people. Richard was actually walking around the estate with me one day. We bumped into one of our tenants, and I said, it's a funny thing, This bedroom tax has hit us so badly that people are actually going out to steal to survive, you know, because they're paying so much money out of their benefits. It's ridiculous. I did have the facts and figures, which I've left behind, but I do think you know about it. Also, as you know, we were talking about Edmonton Court. You don't mind me bringing this up. Edmonton Court basically is full of our elderly people. It's not fit for purpose. And as you know, my idea, which I brought to you before, Fiona, is to basically take that down and build again. So that, because, you know, when you're elderly and you're living in a bed seat, it's like being in prison. You know, it's a terrible state of affairs. And, in fact, when I brought this up at our AGM, they were so happy that I'd actually gone to see you and got this in, you know, got this far involved in it, because we're all looking forward to do it, you know. But, as I say, I would say at least 60, 65% of my people on my estate are suffering because of this bedroom tax. It's terrible what's going on.
Thank you.
thanks for coming along today. I think some of the questions that you've asked have been really helpful, I think, in terms of, I hope officers have been taking note and that'll be shaping some of our future thinking. But I just wanted to ask whether the TRA would be happy to work with our officers as plans get designed, because I think your point about these are homes that we know we need in the area, but the if there's land being lost on the estate, then it's right for the TRA, I think, have a big stake in that, not only in terms of who moves in there, but I think probably some of the design issues and otherwise, just make sure, I'm sure you will, but the TRA is happy to be engaged with our officers to make sure we get things right and we don't make some of the sort of past mistakes we've made in terms of council housing, and that we're involving you as fully as possible, ensure this is really good quality housing we're building on the estate.
Well, basically, I bumped into, well, I made it, you know, I did bump into your architects that you put down there. And we had a chat, you know, we was discussing what we'd actually like to see on there, how we'd like to see it go. And of course, we'd like to be involved. Of course, you know, we want to be involved. We want to see and make sure that we get the delivery of what we need as council tenants.
Okay, anyone else? Well, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
Barry. Thank you for drawing that to our attention ahead of our discussion a bit later on.